Good morning and welcome to Christchurch on this Sunday, the 13th of December. Our theme through Advent is waiting. And that's because Advent is the season of waiting and preparation for Christmas. But of course, it's not just about waiting for Christmas, but also the season where we are reminded that we are waiting and preparing for the coming of God's kingdom and for Christ's return. As one video I watched this week put it, it is past, present and future in one season. Now, some of you will know, we've been waiting at home at the minute for our kitchen. Now, we've had an extension done. We've stripped out the old kitchen that we've plastered. The builders, have plastered. We've been waiting for that to dry. Now they've done some painting. They fitted the kitchen and this weekend the floor has been going down. And this week we get the final fits. And hopefully, he says, by next Sunday, we might even be able to cook our Sunday dinner in our new kitchen. It has been a long wait, and over the last 4 weeks, we've lived without a kitchen. Now, at times, this has been quite stressful, and Becky and I have. Well, of course, we never argue. We never shout at each other, sorry, but there's definitely been tense words and close to arguments, as we have been obviously quite frustrated. It is difficult living out of bags, or with your kitchen out of bags anyway. You know, the work surface that we've been using is actually my desk that I use when I'm working at home. We've had to rely on a camping stove and slow cookers for our meals. We've been waiting patiently, but not always peacefully, which brings us nicely to our theme for today. Because today's theme is peace in waiting. Now, as part of the preparation for this service, I did do a Google of peace and Christmas to see what ideas I might get. And I got one of the things I found was this image, which I think mixes up quite successfully the images we might find the world thinks of when considering peace and Christmas. We have the classic peace symbol, the VW camper, of course, reindeers and Christmas trees. A bit of a mixture, isn't it? Probably not the actual image that we want to think of peace at Christmas. But for me, it is this image that is the true image of peace at Christmas. It is the image of God being with us, Emmanuel. And as we go through this service today, my prayer is that you will know that peace of Christ, that you will know Emmanuel, God with us, and you will draw nearer to Christ as Christmas draws nearer to us. So let us open in prayer. Heavenly Father, Prince of Peace, God with us, we come before you on this Advent Sunday, waiting for you, waiting for your peace, waiting for your presence, waiting for your promises to be fulfilled. We thank you that as we do that, you promise to hear us and draw near to us. Guide us through this time. Give us ears to hear, and may we know your peace with us today. In Jesus' name. Amen.
I'm reading from Paul's first letter to the Church of Thessalonians, chapter 5, beginning at verse 16. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it.
Thank you, Kate. As Dan said, the theme of our service this morning is peace in waiting. And I'm sure many of you will agree that this has been a year of waiting like no other. We've been waiting for lockdowns to end, we've been waiting for vaccines to be produced, and we've been waiting for a vicar to be appointed. I'm personally hoping that all three, that the waiting is almost over, but there's a little bit more waiting to come, I think. As John shared last week, waiting can be difficult. Even though it's difficult, I do hope that you've managed to find peace during this time of waiting. And I'm not talking about the peace where it's avoiding problems and difficulties. That's probably not been possible. But it's the peace that we can experience from God as we go through difficulties. And that's the type of peace that God offers to each one of us, that deep inner peace. It's not avoiding problems, but it's knowing that we can experience peace even in the difficult times. At the beginning of our reading that Kate's just read to us, Paul says to the Thessalonians, "Rejoice always." I have to admit, I do wonder how the Thessalonians would have responded to that when they received the letter from Paul and read that. I think some of them would have been a bit shocked. They may have been shocked because, at least outwardly, there were some very good reasons why they wouldn't want to rejoice. Unfortunately, some of them were facing persecution. Some of them had lost loved ones. And that was particularly distressing for them because some of them believed that Christ would come in their lifetime. And clearly that was now evidently not true. So they were not only grieving, but also having to cope with that confusion and doubt about what was happening. But it's in that context that Paul writes, "Rejoice always." He tells them to rejoice not because they are suffering, but because they can rejoice even though they are suffering. That's a challenge for the Thessalonians, I'm sure, and it's a challenge for us as well. When we face difficulties, when we face delay, when God seems far away, it's easy to lose that sense of peace, to focus on the circumstances, and to become anxious. As I've thought about this, I wanted to share with you something that happened to me on last Christmas Day, that I'm hoping is not repeated this Christmas Day. Last Christmas Day, unfortunately, I was admitted to hospital. In the morning, everything was fine. We came here and worshipped at Christchurch, and then we went home, opened presents, and enjoyed a Christmas meal together. Now, I'm definitely not saying it was anything to do with Jackie's cooking, but in the evening, I was experiencing extreme discomfort and pain, so much so that I asked Jackie to take me to the QE. And it turned out that, unfortunately, I was suffering with kidney stones. Looking back, it was a mistake to take Jamie Oliver's advice to brine our turkey. And it appears that the extra salt pushed my kidneys over the edge. So if you're thinking of brining your turkey this year, I would advise against it. Anyway, I went to the QE at about 7:30 in the evening. And I went to reception, told them what the problem was. And they wrote some things down, and then they said those words that everyone hates to hear. "Please wait in the waiting room." What dreadful words. "Please wait in the waiting room." I didn't want to wait. I wanted to see a doctor, and I wanted the pain to end, and I wanted it to end now. But it was Christmas Day, and there didn't seem to be that many people, at least doctors and nurses, around, so I didn't know how long I'd have to wait. And when I went into the waiting room, there was a digital display telling me that there were 42 people waiting in front of me. Did I experience peace at that time? I'd like to say that I was completely calm and completely peaceful. But Jackie was with me, so I can't really say that. I did have to wait a long time, and the pain did get worse before it got better. But there were certain things that brought me peace. First, I did experience Christ with me. Dan has said, reminded us that God is with us, Emmanuel. And I did feel that God was with me at that time, despite the pain and the suffering. And because of the pain and the suffering, I prayed to God. It's interesting that Paul writes to the Thessalonians immediately after he says, "Rejoice always." He says, "Pray continually." The Thessalonians were confused and suffering, and Paul encourages them to pray. And that's often true, isn't it? As we suffer, as we have to wait longer than we would hope, we're driven to prayer. I've certainly been driven to prayer this week, praying for a new vicar, and I certainly prayed in that waiting room. And as I prayed, I did feel that God drew close to me. And I did experience some peace. The second thing that brought me peace in that waiting room was knowing that eventually, I don't know how long, but eventually a doctor would come and see me, and eventually the pain would subside. I had to wait longer than I initially hoped. I was finally admitted onto a ward at 3 o'clock in the morning, but I was eventually seen by a doctor, and eventually the pain did go away. And as Christians, we know that whatever pain we're suffering, whatever delay we're having to experience, it will one day come to an end. And we're reminded at Advent that we can be confident that one day Christ will come again. One day our suffering will end. At the end of our reading, Paul writes, "May your whole spirit, soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it." We can look forward to the future with confidence. Christ is at work in our lives now, and one day he will fulfill what he has begun. I think this is the main message of Thessalonians, if you want to read it, that despite their pain and their suffering, they can look forward to the future in confidence. Even though the wait might be longer than they expected, even though the pain may be more intense than they hoped, God is faithful. One day their pain will end. One day they will be reunited with their loved ones in Christ. One day they will see Christ face to face. They have that sure hope ahead of them. Finally, there was one other thing that brought me comfort as I waited in that hospital waiting room, and that was that other people were with me. I'm pleased to say that both Jackie and my son Daniel waited until the early hours of Boxing Day, and it was a great comfort to have them with me. They couldn't take the pain away, but it was just fantastic to have them there, knowing that they cared and having that touch and reassurance that they could give. This is one of the reasons why I think the current pandemic and lockdown has been so difficult for many of us. Even though we know that Jesus is with us, even though we know that one day it will come to an end, we miss that reassuring presence and touch that we get from other people. The pandemic has been hard because this is not the way it should be. We have been made for one another. We've not been made for social distancing. It's great the way the pastoral team and others have reached out to people in need, and we are called to do the same. So I'd encourage you, in the last couple of weeks up until Christmas, maybe there's someone that you could contact and just have a word of encouragement for them. Or maybe there's a possibility that you can share the link to our carol service. That may encourage them, and who knows what God might do through that. There is one further thing that stands out to me from my experience last Christmas Day. I enjoyed some inner peace because I knew Christ was with me and I knew that the pain would come to an end and I had people with me. But there was one thing that I needed to do to maintain that peace, and that was to simply wait. I had been told to wait, and that is what I had to do. There were times when I was tempted to give up. There didn't seem to be many doctors, not many nurses. I might have been tempted just to leave, but that wouldn't have helped my situation. I had been told to wait, and I waited. I think Paul says the same things to the Thessalonians. He says, "Hold on to what is good and reject every kind of evil." They were to remain close to God. They were to remain in the right place to receive help. That's what it meant for them to wait and not give up. If you've not known God's peace, or if you don't feel at peace at the moment, the invitation is the same: to come back into his presence and to know his peace and joy. As we wait, we know that God is with us. As we wait, we know that Christ will come again. And as we wait, we can know God's peace now and in the future. This is certainly my prayer for each one of us this Christmas. Amen.
Let us pray. As I bring our prayers to God, please join in when I say, "Lord, bring your peace." Thank you, our Father God, that we can come to you, the God of peace, and talk to you about anything at all. And today we want to thank you for the peace that you promise us. And Lord, how we need that peace in our world, in our country, our community, and our personal lives. We bring to you the ongoing pandemic, the suffering, the bereavement across the whole world, the fears for all our economies, the restrictions we all face. Thank you for the hope of the new vaccines. May they save lives. And Lord, may there be more concern shown for their availability in poorer countries. Lord, bring your peace. And as a no-deal Brexit seems increasingly likely, we pray for those whose lives, businesses, jobs will be adversely affected. And we ask that the politicians will sort out their differences for the good of all the nations involved. Lord, bring your peace. As Christmas approaches, and we can have 5 days of seeing a limited number of people, we pray both for those who will be enjoying reunions and for those for whom it is wiser to stay safely at home. Comfort the lonely. Help neighbours to take initiatives with others. And help us all to remember what Christmas is really celebrating. Lord, bring your peace. And Father God, we think of those we know who are suffering in body, mind, or spirit at this time. And silently now we name them before you. Lord, bring your peace. And finally, we ask that our activities through our church this Christmas time will help us all to think about the Prince of Peace who came as a tiny baby hundreds of years ago. Would you use our virtual carol service that goes out live tonight, our Christmas Eve Christingle Zoom activity, the Nativity Trail near the church, our various street joining in doorstep carols this Wednesday, our conversations randomly with neighbours, to spread the good news that the Saviour of the world has come. Lord, bring your peace. Amen.
So let us close this service now with a prayer. Christ who came at Christmas, Christ who is with us now, Christ who will come again, we worship you, thank you, and serve you. Help us to seek your face. May we reflect your light, and may we know your peace within and around us, both now and in the future. In Jesus' name, amen.